Hello? Hey, one second. Let me close the curtain, because I still don't have a door. No, you're not bothering me. It's okay. How are you? Yeah, I just ate. My roommates made this cauliflower rice thing, a curry or something, and I had to use coconut milk because I can't do spicy. I know, right? It's actually pretty good. Did you eat yet? You didn't just have oatmeal or something for dinner, did you? Oh, cereal this time. That's as long as it's not Lucky Charms or something, I approve. Yeah, well, welcome to adulting. You need to eat dinner. Wait, isn't it really late for you? Already in bed? Well, I can be in bed too. You comfortable? Don't know, you sound comfy. Of course I still have it. Your hoodie's really comfortable and warm, and it smells like you. Is it weird that I sleep with it? With your hoodie. I should have left you mine too. By accident. What's wrong with babe? Oh, your ex called you that. Well, isn't that kind of like a generic pet name? What do you want me to call you then? Hey, friend? No, I know. We're more than friends. You want me to call you husbando? Then I'm your waifu. Best girl. What about honey? Or sweetie? Sweetie pie? My mom used to call me that. Maybe not that. Sweets? Hey, what's up, sweets? I read this webcomic one time, and this character always called the girl different candy names because her name was Candy with an I. Like, hey Skittles, what's poppin'? Alright, Kit Kat, whatever you say. Pudding. Why are a lot of pet names related to food? Or, oh, there's sugar, of course. You want me to call you daddy? Are we talking about the sugar variety? You know, I feel honestly bad about having you buy me stuff. Or, like, just please don't get me flowers. Get me a plant or something. Yeah, just get me something useful, right? Or chocolate. I can always do chocolate. What about darling? You see, darling, I was thinking about you the other night, and no. Okay, what am I thinking of all of them? What about Snookums? No, that, that doesn't really fit you. Okay, your turn. Yeah, I thought of so many, now it's your turn. You're not calling me Blossom. Or Bubbles. Or Buttercup. No. If you call me any of those, I'm calling you Mojo Jojo. Oh, there's this, Japanese one I've heard. I don't know if this is right, but, there's koi, like koibito, which means lover or sweetheart. Well, yeah, I guess we're lovers, right? Sounds too formal, but but we are. And I'm glad you're mine. And I'm yours, of course. I really miss you. I know we see each other, but, you know, I miss holding you, and cuddling you, and having you close. I miss feeling you, and how warm you are, and I miss listening to your heartbeat. You miss my hair. It's kind of getting long now. Should I grow it out? Maybe donate it or something? Okay, when we see each other, and if it's long enough, I'll let you cut it. What else do you miss about me? My butt? Why my butt? That is not squishy. No. Okay, maybe it is. If mine is, then yours is too. Mm-hmm. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're making me hot. I'm sure that tired go to sleep. Don't let me keep you up. It's later for you anyways. Go to sleep. You can do it. You can sleep. Yay! What do you want me to talk about? Something boring to help you sleep? So I followed this other webcomic artist, and they were on Instagram. They were sharing, like, a really offhanded story idea, where they... how do I put it? So, like, the main character accidentally buys a therapist doll instead of the intended sex doll. And this is all, like, futuristic AI sci-fi stuff. And so, of course, they can't get a refund because it's, I don't know, reasons. And so...